Amazing me, amazing you. Hi everybody, greetings from the south coast of Ireland and welcome to the Amazing Me, Amazing You podcast. I'm Steph O'F. Today's podcast is the second in the three-part feelings series in which I share the key concepts that have dramatically changed my relationship with my feelings. Concepts that I learned 15 years ago and I am still practicing and benefiting from on a daily basis. So the first podcast in this series looked at how all our feelings make sense, and when we sit with our feelings and feel them rather than ignore them or wish they'd go away, we create an incredible opportunity to understand the wisdom behind our feelings. And this practice alone has radically changed my relationship with my own feelings and created a sense of freedom for me to feel all my feelings. And that's been incredible. And then in today's podcast, I'm looking at how we create all our feelings. How all our feelings come from us and are for us. And I have found this to be a hugely powerful and life-changing practice that has healed and deepened many relationships in my life. And then the third podcast in the series on feelings will be when I'm looking at how we can consciously communicate all our feelings with kindness and love and with compassion while owning our feelings and speaking our truth. And this practice of conscious communication has transformed so many relationships in my life, especially the relationship with myself. So to begin today, I have a question for you. How does it feel for you to hear that we possibly create all our feelings, including those feelings of upset and irritation or frustration that we may feel when someone else has been rude to us or passed an unkind remark or somebody says something that we find simply annoying? So how does this concept sit with you? Well, for me, when I was first asked this question, I instantly felt irritated at such a ridiculous suggestion. And I argued that if someone is being rude to me or being past remarkable or not respecting my personal space or time, well, then, of course, that person is responsible for making me feel upset. The argument was that I'm only feeling upset because of what they've just said or done. I'm not making me feel upset, they are. And I felt very strongly about this. And I could immediately think of many situations and relationships in my life where I believed someone else regularly annoyed me or upset me or irritated me. And I routinely blamed them for upsetting me or annoying me. And I even thought or said to others about these people in my life, you know, something like that, he or she or they're driving me nuts, or they really annoy me, or she upsets me every time we meet. So, you know, so many times in so many different circumstances. And this was how I responded to most upsets or irritations in most of my relationships. I blamed. I genuinely believed how I felt was all their doing. So to hear how I felt may possibly be my creation was at first incomprehensible. I just didn't get it. And I was reluctant to even consider it because I realized if I was to now take responsibility for creating all my feelings, then I could no longer point my finger and blame someone else for making me feel annoyed, irritated, or frustrated. I would no longer be able to just, you know, rest on my laurels and do nothing about my challenging relationships. And I could no longer talk about someone behind their back. You know, when I might have sought out somebody else to listen to me and agree with me that, oh, yeah, they are very annoying, or yeah, they are very rude, you know, to just get agreement about against somebody else. And so this is quite tricky for me. And throughout the years of me blaming others, I had become almost, I think, comfortable, or if not comfortable, then accepting of my belief that some people are just annoying. And they make me feel annoyed and I couldn't change anything about it because it was just a part of who they were and a part of life And I would probably meet people like this everywhere throughout my life. And I believed my feelings of irritation were nothing to do with me. They were being done to me. So that was my starting point. Now, also, while I felt very resistant to hearing I might be responsible to creating these feelings of upset that I had for so many years and unquestioningly and comfortably made other people responsible for, there was another tiny part of me that wondered, if I do create my feelings and they are coming from me, then based on what I had just previously learned in class and what I explore in my most recent podcast, that all our feelings make sense, I thought, okay, well, then maybe these feelings of mine may make sense too. And maybe they are my wisdom. And if I owned them as my creation and sat with them to understand what's coming up for me, rather than blaming and pointing the finger, there was a small chance that these challenging relationships would become less contentious and more harmonious. And I knew in my heart that that would be amazing. And so despite my initial resistance, I made a decision with myself and an agreement. And I thought, okay, I'm going to practice owning my feelings. And as soon as I even made this little commitment to myself, I realized that there was an immediate sense and realization that as long as I had continued blaming someone else for making me feel annoyed, nothing was ever going to change. And unless I started owning my feelings, I would most likely be meeting the same people or new people right into my 90s, and I would still be blaming them for making me feel annoyed. And I definitely didn't want that to be my life. I didn't want it to be my reality. I wanted more peaceful relationships in my life. And so I felt this was certainly worth trying. It was worth experimenting, practicing owning my feelings. So then in class, I shared what was happening in one of my more challenging relationships as my own case study, because I felt if I could understand this, I'd probably be able to practice it more effectively. So my friend and I had been friends for many years, and we still are. And whenever we met, we always had lovely chats after what I had in my own head called the initial hello and hair comment. So every time we met, it went something like this. Hi, Steph, great to see you. And then the next comment was typically about my hair. And it ranged from your hair is looking lovely, to there's a great shine off your hair, to, oh, you're letting your hair grow, you're growing out your fringe, or, oh, you've put a darker colour or a lighter colour in your hair. And I would always feel, every single time, annoyed, a big, big annoyed with the comments. And I always felt judged, whether they were kind, admiring comments or not, I always felt irritated. It drove me nuts. And I definitely blamed her for making me feel annoyed. And I had never, ever owned it as my creation. And in my defense, I asked, why would I ever own it? Because she's the one always passing the remarks, not me. She's commenting on my hair, not me. And so I brought this experience to class feeling pretty confident that maybe now I did have an example that a feeling of irritation isn't always our own creation. And of course, it had to be my friend making me feel this way. It just couldn't be me. That's how sure I was. Anyway, the lecturer asked me to just check in with myself and ask myself what was coming up for me the next time I met with my friend. And they said, look, just to listen to your feelings, sit with your feelings, feel your feelings, and ask, how is it I am feeling this way? And in response, I reassured him that there was nothing coming up for me other than her annoying me every time she commented on my hair. That was it. Basically, that was it. But I did leave the class that day feeling determined to figure this one out, because this was an important relationship to me. And it would be so lovely to not have that initial irritation every time we met. So the next time I was going to meet with my friend, my lovely friend, I was very consciously observing myself. And I realized before I even saw her, she hadn't even turned the corner actually. And I was tensing up and I was feeling a little irritation in anticipation of a comment before I even saw her. And I thought, well, this feeling must actually be my own creation because my friend hadn't even spoken yet. And that in itself was a huge revelation for me. Well, my friend came around the corner and we said the usual hi, and then there was the usual hair comment. And even though I was becoming a tiny little more conscious of my feelings, I still felt irritated, as usual. But also, I felt curious now because I realised I had been anticipating her comment and had felt irritated before she even spoke. So I was actually fascinated and intrigued, as well as irritated this time. Anyway, the next time I met her, hearing the usual hair comment again, I repeated a little mantra in my head. And I was saying, I am creating all my feelings. I am creating all my feelings. And I repeated this. And actually, I still felt irritated. So it took me a while. And then what I decided to do is I thought, okay, I'll go and journal, which has become my go-to whenever I feel stuck in blaming someone for making me feel upset or angry or irritated or any of these uncomfortable feelings. And when I journaled, beginning with the words, I am feeling, I was absolutely amazed because so many words just tumbled out. And I realized that every time my friend made a comment about my hair, it triggered in me an old childhood hurt that was there all the time and waiting all those years to be healed. So as I journaled, I uncovered an old feeling and an old belief that I had as a child that all my siblings have more beautiful hair than me. And I felt astonished to be remembering this now, so many years later. So my own story was that as a young girl with four siblings, I had often heard my siblings' hair being admired. So while no one ever said anything unkind to me about my hair, also no one ever admired my hair. And because of this, I believed my hair was not as beautiful. And I was all these years hugely sensitive unconsciously to any comments about my hair. And I even think when someone admired it, I didn't really believe it. And when someone made a comment or a passing remark, I personalized it. For all those years, I was fascinated. So every time that my friend commented on my hair, it triggered in me, unconsciously again, that memory of feeling my hair was not as lovely as my sibling's hair. Or that feeling that my hair was just not lovely at all. I was stunned. And then I wondered, did this mean that my feelings in response to her comments were actually my creation? So were my feelings bringing to my attention the need for some self-loving healing of an old hurt? When as a little girl, I felt excluded from the admiring hair comments. And to me, the answer was a big, huge yes. I realized I had been judging my hair for years. And yes, a lot of it unconsciously. That's so important. It was so important for me to realize that it was unconscious. And this was this person who I was blaming, irritating me all the time. But they had been actually the gift to bring to my awareness, oh, there's something coming up for me. So this irritation with my friend's comments was my creation, coming from me and for me, calling me to practice self-love and self-kindness and self-compassion. And I wondered, okay, what would my little 8-year-old self have loved to hear way back then? And I knew immediately. She would have loved to hear, Steph, you're beautiful. Exactly as you are. And that's what I said to myself. And the next time I met my friend, there were the usual hair comments, but this time I could feel a huge shift in my response as I identified my feelings as my creation. For the first time in all the years of our relationship and all the years of hair comments, it was an absolutely amazing experience, and it really encouraged me to keep practicing this practice of owning all my feelings. And incredibly, my most challenging relationships, that I had in my life 15 years ago when I first began this practice have each softened and deepened beyond what I could ever have imagined. And throughout the years, I have discovered that my most challenging relationships, where I get most irritated most regularly, have always been the relationships that have the most to teach me about myself. And even though I have been practicing owning my feelings for 15 years now, there are still times when I feel myself bubbling up with annoyance or irritation with something someone has said or done, and I seriously want to blame them. And I'm thinking, there is no way I am responsible for this feeling. They are definitely making me feel annoyed, or they are definitely making me frustrated or making me feel outrage. And every time, without fail, unfortunately for me at some times, but no, genuinely, incredibly, I realized that, yes, I was creating my feelings. They were coming from me and for me, and I have no one to blame and no one to point the finger at for making me feel a feeling. So these days, when these feelings do bubble up inside of me and I do seriously want to blame someone else and point the finger, I now have a plan of action to help me uncover what's coming up for me. And it inevitably always leads me to discover that, yeah, I am creating these feelings in me and for me. They are my wisdom. So what do I do at times like these? I journal and I ask myself just a few questions. So I ask, how was I feeling before I spoke or met with the person? How was I feeling during the conversation? So what feelings were coming up for me? And then last but not least, was I holding my boundaries? And I have a whole podcast on boundaries coming soon. But each of these questions really guide me in uncovering the wisdom behind my creation of these feelings. Because to my astonishment, every single time that I feel a niggling irritation or annoyance with something someone said or did, I realize through this practice of self-observation, self-reflection, and journaling that, yes, I am always creating my feelings. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast as much as I enjoyed making it. And I would love if you would share this podcast with anyone you feel is looking to develop and nurture a more loving relationship with themselves. As in my experience, this whole practice transforms our lives and all our relationships. You can find my blogs and more podcasts on my website, amazingmeamazingyou.com. Wishing you a beautiful day of self-love practice.